Community Matters. Solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference. From your encouraging PER, here's your host, Joshua Tubbs.
Good morning. You were tuning into Community Matters on your encouraging PER. I'm Josh Tubbs. Well, today I have Vicki Thorpe of Thrivent Financial. We've had her here a couple of times, I thought she would be a really good person to interview this week. I kind of felt the Lord leading me a little bit on that one. So without further ado, Vicki, how you doing today?
Doing really good. It's always fun to talk with you. Thank you. You are a blessing to this community, and I'm honored to be asked to come and speak again. You and I were just talking about kids going off to college, and I know that I saw you blink real big when I said anybody who's got a loved one that's fifth grade or older, we have an educational event coming up 4:30 on that very first Sunday in March. So we'll put the information on your website so that they can get that information. I'm tempted to have pizzas there, but I'd need enough people saying they're coming first. I've already got a couple dozen, but I'd want to make sure that parents, grandparents, somebody who loves somebody age fifth grade or older, and really a fifth grader or older should attend it. They should be buying in and recognizing that they too need to understand what they would maybe need to look at in these different institutions and what those scholarships are. I was mentioning how I have a loved one who got over $30,000 in scholarships to Clemson. By the way, not only $30,000, but also, by the way, in-state tuition, all fees paid, an education that she will always treasure, while at the same time, God was with her. She really prayed about, where do I need to be, and where is God leading me? And for her, that was Clemson, and it was with quite a bit of scholarship money. That's not always the same picture at all institutions, and not all institutions today, meaning higher education, including Germana, are looking for the same thing. So I'm hoping people will come out to that. This is a guest speaker from another state who knows now what nationwide schools are looking for and those admin offices are looking at. But what Josh, you and I were really talking about was Hannah and how Hannah said, God, if you just give me a baby, just give me a baby, because she was being bullied in her own household. And she said, no, if you give me a baby, I will give this baby back to you. And it makes me think and pray about anybody out there who is thinking, can I live a generous life? Does God really want me to give a generous portion of who I am today? So it might not be a dime of money. It may be more time, talents, treasures. And I include in there prayer life. I truly believe that a lot of us are just called to pray. And when we're called to pray, it's not something that is necessarily somebody calling and saying, hey, by the way, will you pray for me? If you've ever taken any of these classes on your prayer life, they too will teach you that we really need to ask that person, so what's the outcome? What do you want to have happen? What are you truly looking for? And by the way, you are turning this over to God, right? This is, okay, you're going to accept what God, you know, says needs to be those next steps. And Hannah is such that example. And knowing that she was basically understanding in life, she's never going to have a baby. She's not going to get what she truly wanted and prayed for. And so then for her to go to the temple and say, I am willing to give this baby up to you, God. And when we think in terms of those blessings that are put before us and those blessings we see before others, and we're maybe even jealous or maybe even violating one of the top 10 and saying, I want that too. And is it really what's best for us? Is that really where God is calling us? And I think of what in Jeremiah, you know, for I have plans for you to prosper. And you blend that together with generosity and you say, Hannah was willing to give up her baby. Are we willing to give and to sacrifice? And to say, God, you're in control. We just promised Teresa that we would put fish into this conversation. And Josh and I were saying, oh, how are we going to get fish in here? And yet I do envision what was just the past 2 weeks discussed heavily in my church. And that was how the fishermen came in and here they've been fishing all night long. And Christ says, hey, well, you put out the nets one more time. And there, you know, and I know, it's like that school teacher who says, I have attempted to teach this child, or that parent who says, I have attempted this with this child. And here's Christ knocking on our door saying, attempt it one more time. Attempt it with that prayerful guidance through Christ and center this in Christ and know that God is with us. Christ's love is sent before us, and here's God also saying, I'm giving you my only son. And that son then sacrifices everything for you and I, and our sins are forgiven. And oh my goodness, if God can do all that, what is it that's weighing heavily on our hearts today that would possibly be that one thing that we should say, ugh, maybe I do need to pray about this. Maybe I need to ask God what that prayerful outcome should be, and I should truly just leave it up to God. And that's tough. And working in finances, I can see that on the faces of others whenever I say, how is your church life? Where is God for you? And they're not always pleased with that question. And frankly, I don't always ask the same questions of everybody, but I would hope they would ask that of me. Where is God in this thing called my money? Where is that God-given next step? And they are pleased whenever I say, let's take out the word my in that word money with you, because in reality, all of our money truly does belong to God. And when you really pray through that path and just say, I'm walking this walk with Christ, and I'm going to put every day into wherever that work is for you. I think of my teachers and my nurses that I work with. And right now there's a few physicians that I'm working with that really are saying, what do I need to do to protect my family? How can I make sure that just in case in my life, our federal workers right now, you know, we need to pray for them because they need to feel strong. They need to feel secure in their life. And sure, Thrivent Financial and really, frankly, anybody in the financial field is going to tell you, do you have at least 6 months of your expenditures tucked away in some kind of a savings account, not an IRA, not an individual retirement account, but something that you could touch just in case you needed to feed your family for the next 3 months and you weren't getting paid. And people don't like to hear that story, but in reality, think in terms of where Christ is in your life and where God would be guiding you in how you're spending that money day in, day out. First tithing, hopefully, as God pulls on your heart. But then that second step of how are these dollars that I am blessed with making decisions for? What's that next step? So, yeah. Hey, do you hear of anything from your listeners as a question out there in regards to, I'm sorry, we didn't talk about this beforehand.
No, but, this is perfect. I love this.
But in regards to money, in regards to their retirement, in regards to their next steps?
You know, we don't usually get too many questions like that. But I find it interesting that you bring that up, because that was one of those things when I first thought, let me call Vicki Thorpe, that was one of the things that kind of popped into my head was, what questions are being asked about that?
Yeah.
So what questions that do people tend to ask you, you know, towards finances and things like that, that our listeners might be able to benefit from?
Well, just real quickly, I want to mention that I've worked with about a half dozen people now who've said, I never want to retire. I really want to just live a life of abundance, but I really don't want to continue doing what I'm doing now. And quite a few of them have gone out into the mission fields and have felt very, very blessed that they had lived a rather frugal life prior to making that decision in their 50s. I have one person who was in her 60s who did serve as a missionary in some sense. Most of them have gone overseas, but there are more and more mission outreaches that are right here within our own community. Mm. Megan Cotter with Micah Ministries, I think of. Yeah. I think of Cassie with Habitat for Humanity. And knowing those are our mission fields. Those are people who truly are moving along with that God-given gift called money and making it happen to enrich other people's lives so that they can, in turn, live a generous life. There again, just like Hannah turning Samuel over, and we've all known of those strengths of Samuel and knowing, oh my goodness, the lineage behind that life that was given to God. And I would hope that we would each really pray about what's that one thing that the devil is coming in and saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, can't I have this and can't I have that? And where is God in your life? And how can we help by praying for you so that hopefully the devil doesn't win? Because I'm afraid sometimes that the devil is out there just taunting us and forcing us to make decisions that, frankly, shouldn't be made. Sometimes we just need to know if this is right, God will make it so. And financial decisions typically are not something that is easy, especially the large ones. And coming back to that educational next steps for anybody with a child, fifth grade or older, to come to any kind of workshop like this. It will be less than an hour, like I said, 4:30 in Fredericksburg, first Sunday in March. But at the same time, does everybody need to go to college? I know for a fact, no. And at the same time, does that mean that they'll never go to college? No, you know, and I know that's not the case either. But we would hope and pray that every one of our Christian brothers and sisters truly are on the path that God has out there for them, and that Christ is right here praying and giving and sacrificing. And what do we learn from that? You know, we learn that Jesus can come along and say, you may be fishing all night and not catching anything, but I'm going to tell you, throw out those nets and bring in that so much fish that the nets begin to break and you've got to call over to the other boat. You need to help me. And I'm not sure whether or not we're always ready for that kind of a blessing, but I would hope that your listeners are. I hope that they're thinking, wow, these next steps, we just need to pray for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And yeah. I find it, you know, there's a lot of, I have personally grown more in faith seeing how the devil works against us and how God has victory over that.
Yes.
Than I have in just, like, when I look for God, I always see the devil pushing up against something and then all of a sudden God just breaking that wall down.
Yes. Yes. And I feel like that's coming, you know, not to get political, but right here in Virginia, it's like, okay, God, we just know that these churches, and if you could please keep in your prayers the state of Virginia, and knowing that we are such a genteel, wonderful people that people in our, you know, other states don't think that we drive well. And yet at the same time, it's because we're gentle drivers. And at the same time, we are a God-blessed state, and we need to pray for our leaders. And that's just it, just to pray for them. Pray that they are truly on Christ's path and that we are on that path that Christ has laid out for us. So that plan that is before us is something that we need to, in this new year, look at and say, let me lay out my plan. Let me pray about it and plan it out until I know that I am never dying. I'm just going to sing with Jesus one day. And in that planning process, is it truly guided by God? You know, do I leave enough time, enough air in there for my prayer life, for my studying of the Word, for that discernment that says, am I truly where Christ wants me to be? And am I living a generous life? So I appreciate, you know, all that you do and the power of that, the positive PER. It just is amazing, those blessings that are out there. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think what you guys do over at Thrivent is so important as well, because finance, you know, you always hear, you know, any marriage seminar you go to, you always hear finances are, you know, the biggest thing, and you need to make sure you're talking about them. And it's interesting how we don't even think about it, but we can put money in that place of authority over us. And
yes.
I love what you guys do with trying to break it down, saying, no, you are in control of that number.
Right.
And it's your decisions.
And it's funny you should say that, because one of the things that has come up recently is how churches that are truly praying through who's their next pastor. They're possibly struggling through it. They've got a team that is coming together and saying, we're looking at different outreaches from pastors who want to come into the Fredericksburg area, and we're trying to make that decision. And a lot of the churches that I work with have to come to the point where everybody agrees, which, you know, and I know, okay, how often does that happen? And whenever they can't agree on one or two pastors, do you know that their decision is to completely push it aside? Who else is out there? Because probably neither one of these people are truly the next pastor we should be calling, and we should be looking at kind of, I call it option D or E. Okay, we've looked at A, B, and C. Wait a minute, is there a D and an E? In other words, bring it back then to that couple. We're trying to decide, do we buy this or do we buy that? Sometimes the option is you don't buy either. You truly wait. You truly do not make that decision, because God has given you that most precious gift of a partner for the rest of your life. How can you make that decision together and possibly say, no, we're not making that decision because we don't have enough money, or we don't both agree on that financial decision. So no, the answer is D or E.
Yeah.
So yes.
Yeah. And my wife and I have had to do that, because we have a tradition where Friday nights, you know, it's the start of the weekend, so we'll go out to eat. But, you know, I mean, every so often, you know, we'll splurge a little bit, but you know, most of the time we have to look at the number and say, okay, realistically,
yes.
Do we have to look at a D or an E, or can we stick with A, B, and C that we usually go to?
Yes. I think I've shared this with you before, but Costco having that, you can buy a piece of pizza and you can buy a hot dog, and the hot dog comes with a free drink. And two people can split those two things and have a very nourishing, high carb lunch for less than $5. And my husband and I will do that now and then. And I have people that'll look at me like, what? And I'm like, oh no, don't worry about it. We put the onions and the relish on the hot dog, and then that way then we get some vegetables in there. But that, it, to that point, in reality, there are so many meals at home that we can fix that are just as good, and at the same time, really can be a quick thing that is filled with vegetables and fruits, and, you know, get that good, healthy diet going for both of you. So,
yeah.
But it's so good to see you and to talk with you and to talk about generosity and Hannah and Christ in our lives.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Yes. And I'm happy to have you back. And before I let you go, I got two more questions for you. And the first is, how can our listeners get involved with you guys? I know you have a number that they can call if they would like the free consultation that you guys do.
Yes.
Any way that our listeners can find out more?
My personal cell phone, 540-847-7674. I would hope they would call me. And if the phone rings at 5 in the morning, I might answer it because I am an early riser and I have surprised people by answering it. The other thing is to email me at Vicki, Vicki.Thorpe, Thorpe, at Thrivent.com, Thrivent.com, or to look at our website, which is just Thrivent.com. We're on the Fortune 500 list. We're a not-for-profit, member-owned organization that was started in 1902. So we're kind of an old organization that has gone through many renovations, guided by Christ and an awful lot of prayer. And really, you know, we're talking with people today about how they can be wise with money and what's that next step that they need to do in order to secure their family life, to protect their family in the cases of crisis, and to build their tomorrows so that it's truly a plan that is prayed over. So thanks for asking.
Yeah, definitely.
Sure.
All right. So the last question, you know, I have seen from just from Thrivent lately, I don't know if you guys have been putting a bigger emphasis on it or what, but in the past couple of months, every time I see Thrivent, I see Live Generously right after it.
Yes.
So why is living generously so important to you?
Because we are truly saying, God, what do you want us to do as Christians? And we feel very led by our prayer life to say, how are you doing in your living generously life? And so think in terms of you and your wife, and think in terms of you as an individual, and knowing we've got those decisions every day. Do we pull something in for ourselves, or do we give it back out? And that's that giving it back out. As a person with a career with Thrivent, I notice that new people who come on with their careers with Thrivent recognize it's a ministry. It is not a job. It's a career. It is not something that you want to clock in and clock out of, because that's not what Christ calls us to do. And so living generously, it's what God is calling us all to do. Again, it might not be with a dollar bill. It may be with our time, talents, treasures, or prayer life. So thank you for asking that.
Yeah.
Surprised me. Okay.
Well, thank you for being on the show. I appreciate you coming back, and I always enjoy the time that I have with you here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Hope you have a blessed day.
As she said, you can call her at 540-847-7674, or you can email her at vicky.thorpe@thrivent.com. Find out how you can get involved, or if you need that free consultation, reach out to her and you know, have that discussion. You know, sometimes it really helps just to have that sit-down moment where you really have to, you know, look at what's going on and say, okay, some things need to be changed, or how can I help make this better? So give her a call and find out if she can help you out. Well, I want to thank everyone for tuning into Community Matters on Your Encouraging PER. If you have any comments, questions, or concerns, you can always email me at josh@positivehits.org. That's Josh, J-O-S-H, @positivehits.org. This show will be posted on our website. You can go on to yourper.com. And our website changed, so you'll have to hit resources and then Community Matters, and it'll be the first show on the list. So you can go ahead and listen to it. I'll post the website for Thrivent there, as well as also Vicky's contact information in case you need to reach out to her. And you can find out more information and re-listen to the show, share it with a friend, anything at all that you'd like to do. So I want to thank everyone again for tuning in, and I hope you all have a wonderful rest of your weekend, and stay safe.